Ebony Palmer is finally beginning to calm down.
The paranoia went down tremendously.
Though she's only 25, she's already spent years homeless. About a year ago, she became one of the lucky ones who the LA homeless service system matched with housing. It's the first time she's felt secure in a long time.
Like, when I moved here, I had them change the windows because I thought someone was going to come in and get me.
The byproduct of a traumatic time spent living in hotel rooms, her car, and on friends' floors. She was a foster child, and she grew up in South LA. She fell into prostitution, which was her main mode of survival during her teens and early 20s. Now, she lives in a two-bedroom unit in a dingy mid-century apartment building in Pomona. Her two kids are there, too. It was when she became pregnant with her second child that she realized she needed to change her situation.
My main focus was this, where is this baby going to live?
She knew she couldn't raise her in a hotel room, so she started looking for help.
There's got to be something for pregnant and homeless former foster youth. Like, there has to be.
She got a case manager and was matched to a county program called Housing for Health. It's a public intervention that covers rent for people who are or could quickly become the so-called high utilizers, those who cycle endlessly through the medical and justice systems. It's the LA vanguard of the state's Whole Person Care pilot program, which does similar things in more than two dozen California counties. So she has stable housing now, as do her two children, who would have likely wound up in county custody if she kept on being homeless.
Yes, we got someone off the street, so they're safer. But we've also provided an environment where those children can develop to the highest potential possible.
John Backus is the CEO of LA Care, the managed Medi-Cal program in Los Angeles County. LA Care provides millions of dollars for Housing for Health. The core problem is that there's little to keep the very poorest Californians who can't keep up with the cost of living from falling down to the street. This is Sarah Mayen, who works for Housing for Health.
It sort of seems like the homeless system becomes the safety net of last resort.
Housing for Health is part of that system and an attempt to make up for decades of cuts to the American social safety net. It provides housing assistance for about 11,000 people. And that provides something else, a steady mailing address so that the formerly homeless can consistently access what's left of that safety net. The biggest sell is how it saves taxpayer money. This is Libby Boyce, Housing for Health's program director.
When somebody's really vulnerable living out on the street, they are costing a lot of money just by visits to the ER, ambulance rides, police interventions.
Like Ebony. She says she'd gone to jail at least six times for prostitution and was on the cusp of becoming chronically homeless.
For that person, it is cheaper to help them.
A study by the RAND Corporation of LA's Housing for Health program specifically found that for every dollar invested in the program, LA County saved $1.20. It costs less to cover someone's rent than it is to pay for their medical bills while they deteriorate on the street outside. The biggest challenge, though, is just the supply of cheap housing in California is largely non-existent. Even if you have a voucher, it's very hard to find somewhere to use it. Here's LA Care's Backus again.
But right now, we're not helping on the supply side. We're doing a little bit on the demand side.
Ebony doesn't have to worry about that anymore. Instead, she can focus on her baby daughter, Zuri, and she's got big plans for her upcoming birthday.
Because now I have a budget, and I've been saving, and I've been planning, so now I'm able to do that. Give her her first birthday party, and I'm really proud of myself.
She says it's her first year in many of not being homeless. From Los Angeles, I'm Matt Tinoco.